Dr. Williamson, we just have a brief update on Lead Higher. Just wanted to let you know where we are with the number of schools and where they are. And so I'll invite Dr. Williamson up to do that.
The whole thing, or do you want the
abbreviated?
Abbreviated.
Okay, I can abbreviate. Right. Well, you know, we had Reed Saris here at the in the spring, who talked about this wonderful program that would provide opportunities for students of color and students who are socioeconomically disadvantaged to be able to access more rigorous programs, especially advanced placement in IB. And so we have worked very hard since he was here to really establish a plan. We've been back with our superintendents at PZAM to talk about what opportunities they had. Mr. Saris has provided each of those school systems with an opportunity to know exactly how many students they might capture, the missing students that they don't already have in the program. And he identified many across Maryland, almost 16,000, I believe. However, school systems really need to feel that they can implement this program within their schools. Montgomery County had piloted it this year with four schools and had found about 650 students. They were very excited about that. Felt they got really good results from it, and they wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to have additional schools, so they are bringing on six more schools this year. I'm not following the PowerPoint because you said abbreviated. Yeah. So we have gotten six more school systems to agree to participate for the coming year. They'll be in the full model. That'll be Baltimore County. That's back on page 9 of this, the last page of the document. They're going to have seven more schools, but Baltimore County will have four schools, Calvert two, Dorchester will have two, Prince George's will have three, and Washington County four. And so that's 22 more schools that will participate in this opportunity for almost capturing 2,200 more students that may not have been captured. If we get a chance eventually, when we have more time, to know what kind of process they work with in the school so that schools get this service, I do want to mention it's $54,000 per school that participates. 10 of that is a grant from MSDE to each of the schools, $17,000 each school, each system must put up for each school that's in it. And then that $27,000 is matched by equal opportunity schools, so that there's $54,000 for each school to participate, which really helps them get resources to get more students involved. They survey all the students. They have a great model that part of it's reflected in here. So we will come back to you once we actually get started, and we're very excited about the opportunities that's going to provide. And I'll just share that there were at least four other systems that wanted to participate, just had some struggles with either getting the dollars for their school system or getting their board to agree. And that was just because it was something new and they felt that, you know, they didn't have enough time to examine it. And now, and since those four schools systems that didn't participate, two more have indicated they'd be interested. So I think we have an opportunity within the next year to really bring on a significant number of additional schools.
I'd like to see this statewide, and so that's my goal. It is an absolute, from what we've seen the data in other states, it is a absolute, almost automatic equity initiative in the high school, because students are immediately allowed to take courses and promoted to take courses, and they see the same success rate. They do not see lower scores on the AP exams. So to me, this is something we can do demonstratively across the state to impact access for all students. So I'm very excited about it. So thank you, Dr. Williamson.
Thank you. All right, thank you so much. Unless there are any objections, we'll break now.